Senator Brenner, Representative Gramlich, and esteemed colleagues on the Committee on Environment and Natural Resources. As you know, my name is Ann Carney, representing Senate District 29. Very pleased to be with you today to speak in opposition to LD 718. I ask you, colleagues, to think back to the significance of the vote we took in 2022 on what was then LD 1639. It was about a year ago. Mainers from across the state reached out to us and asked us to stand up for preserving the capacity of our state-owned Juniper Ridge landfill and protecting the Penobscot Nation and other communities that live in the surrounding area from the harms of toxic out-of-state waste. The 2022 legislation passed with a unanimous roll call vote in the Senate and 80% support in the House of Representatives. With this strong support, Maine finally closed a loophole that was allowing 235,000 tons per year of bulky waste and construction demolition debris to be imported from states with stricter waste disposal laws. This was a historic vote to stop Maine from becoming New England's dumping ground. Despite the passage of LD 1639, the pressure on Maine to accept out-of-state waste, including construction demolition debris that contains toxins such as lead, mercury, and arsenic, has continued in the face of other state steps to protect the environment within their jurisdictions. Today, we are being asked to delay retroactively the implementation of this law. There is a very good reason for this request. Maine needs some additional waste to allow disposal of municipal wastewater sludge at our state-owned landfill, Juniper Ridge. The request, though, is out of proportion to the need. In a March 28, 2023 letter to this committee, the operator of the landfill, Casella, told us they need 25,000 tons of bulking agent. And that's the first attachment that I handed out. We also learned in a March 2, 2023 email exchange between the Maine DEP and Resource, the processing facility that sends bulky waste and construction demolition debris to Juniper Ridge, that Resource can generate more Maine-originated bulking agent in their Lewiston facility in the spring, summer, and fall months. In addition, they could supply approximately 27,000 tons of already processed bulking material from their other New England facilities directly to Juniper Ridge. And that's that second attachment, committee members. The amended proposal before you in LD 718 would allow 235,000 tons per year of out-of-state waste, nearly 500,000 tons during the delay into Juniper Ridge. This far exceeds the demonstrated need of 25,000 tons per year. What harm is caused by such a drastic response to the demonstrated need? Under the previous system, the Juniper Ridge landfill had become a dumping ground for toxic and harmful out-of-state waste, like construction demolition debris, a form of waste known to contain hazardous chemicals like mercury, lead, and arsenic. The system was inconsistent with our solid waste hierarchy and with the state policy recognizing that landfills, especially our state-owned landfill, are valuable resources that need to be conserved and used only as necessary. In fact, our waste management statute declares, and I'm quoting from the statute, environmentally suitable sites for waste disposal are in limited supply and represent a critical natural resource. This committee and the Maine legislature did important bipartisan work when we prevented Maine state-owned landfill from becoming a refuge for harmful and unwanted waste from other states, and frankly, conserving its capacity so that it meets the needs of Mainers. A less dramatic and equally effective response to the demonstrated need for 25,000 tons of bulking material per year would be to amend 38 MRS 1303C, paragraph 40A, to allow up to 25,000 tons per year of waste from a facility that falls within the exception created by Section 1310-N, paragraph 5A, subparagraph 2, and allowing that little exceptional amount to be disposed of at Juniper Ridge without regard to its origin. This provision could still be in effect for the two-year time frame envisioned by the amendment. It would accomplish the same result of addressing the need for bulking agent for the sludge. It would eliminate the cost of shipping sludge, that's a tongue twister, the cost of shipping sludge to other locations, and it would also keep the capacity of Juniper Ridge Landfill available for Mainers in the years to come. The bottom line is that Juniper Ridge Landfill is a state-owned asset that should be used to meet the needs of our state. In this instance, we can allow a limited increase in out-of-state bulking material, again, to meet the needs of our state, of our municipal wastewater treatment facilities. And we can do that without reopening a loophole that would allow an unregulated and uncontrolled amount of bulky waste and toxic construction demolition debris to fill up that asset for the benefit of the for-profit operator of that facility. I want to thank you for your attention today. I offer to answer any questions you have.
Thank you so much, Senator. Are there questions from committee members? Representative Campo?
Thank you, Senator. Thank you for your testimony, Senator. Could you distribute that? A lot of information in there that I'd love to review at some point.
I will, and I will. I was working on it up to the last minute. I am going to, after this committee meeting is over, finish it, make sure the punctuation is correct, and get copies to you ASAP. You'll have them this afternoon. Thank you.
Question. I try and listen in these committee meetings, but I believe I'm hearing that Juniper Ridge takes care of about a third of our sludge, and about two-thirds of it goes across the border to Canada. When we're talking this amount, shouldn't we be trying to take care of more of our own rather than shifting the burden? And what happens when Canada says we don't want your waste anymore?
So I may be misunderstanding the correspondence back and forth between Casella and this committee, but it was my understanding that the need was really only 25,000 tons per year. If the need is greater than that, then we could adjust the amendment to the statute. But I don't think anybody's suggesting that the need is anywhere in the range of 235,000 tons per year. And basically, by adopting the amendment that's proposed in LD 718, what we would be doing is increasing by 10 times the demonstrated need. And if the demonstrated need is 50,000 tons a year, we can look at that. But I just don't think we should totally throw the gates wide open.
Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Senator, when I saw the divided report when that came out of committee here, was there any recommendations as to alternative bulking agents to use instead of out-of-state bulking agents that would have quelled this problem?
In the 130th LD 1639? Yeah. So it was interesting to me that that problem was not something that really came to the foreground until actually this winter, when we saw like a confluence of different legal changes, including the changes with regard to making sure that we're not contaminating more ground with PFAS, but also things that were happening in the industry over the winter with less generation of bulky waste. And I just think a lot of things happened at that time that made us that were not known basically when 1639 passed. But now we have a lot of knowns, right? We know what the need for bulking is. We know the tonnage that's needed. And I think we know how to achieve getting that bulkage back into Juniper Ridge to meet this need while we take other steps to accommodate treatment of the sludge.
I might have missed the answer to that. Was there a recommendation for additional bulking agents? Instead of using that, use this instead. Was there to make sure we headed off this problem?
I think, and maybe somebody can correct me if I'm wrong, but I think that the sludge issue was not, had not been presented then in the way that it has now.
Follow up? Thank you. I went back and I watched the tape from 5/17/21 of the presentation of the bill, and I read 37 of the 73 presented written testimonies, and multiple times I read that this was going to happen. We knew this back then, or the committee knew this back then because they had been told that. So it's no surprise to me we're in this position. What do you think is the immediate fix right now? As if it's not bringing the bulky waste back in and using it as a business material as they were, what do you think is the fix right now to stop this?
Well, I do. I mean, I think as I outlined pretty clearly, I do think that we need to figure out a way to let in the bulky waste that we need. But we're doing a balancing test, right? We've got this state-owned landfill. We know under our state policy that is established in statute that it's a critical resource that we need to preserve. And so there's a middle ground between returning to allowing as much out-of-state waste as the operator wants to put into the landfill and allowing what we need in the interim while we're figuring out what to do with the sludge. And I think we can, I mean, there's a huge numeric range there, and yeah. I think we can solve that problem.
There's a pathway forward.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Any other members have questions for the senator? Representative Gramlich.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you, Senator Carney. This is really helpful. I barely remember what I had for breakfast this morning, never mind what we did during the 130th legislature. So this is helpful. I just wanted to, and it might be a little bit of a follow-up to Representative Sobolewski's question in terms of the path forward. And not having your written testimony, I would have referred to it, but I'll look forward to getting it. I'll look forward to getting it. It's and it's all good. But I'm curious if you could just explain again, and I don't need all the reference to the statutes MRSA because mm-hmm. I get lost in the numbers, but if you could just in a couple sentences explain what I thought I heard you identify as the path forward relative to the 25,000 tons, because you said there's a way that we might be able to do an amendment that would provide for an exception. So I'm just, mm-hmm. could you just for my own memory, just kind of repeat that again so I can hear it?
Yes,
please.
So there is a definition of out-of-state waste. Let me find my testimony. So, and there are a ton of numbers here. So in Title 38, Section 1303-C40, and that is subparagraph 40-A, that's the definition of out-of-state waste. And then separately, we have this exception to how much processed waste needs to be recovered. And that is in 1310-N, subsection 5-A, subsection 2. And I'm going to give you all this afternoon, so don't worry about it. But anyhow, so what you could do is you could say for facilities that fit within that exception, and that's really only resource, that there could be some given amount of out-of-state waste that they would be allowed to bring in, 25,000 tons or whatever our identified need is. Or you could say, you know, the first 25,000 tons will be disregarded, or just create some sort of a buffer there. And you could limit that to 2 years, just like the proposed amendment in this case does.
That's helpful. So I'm going to repeat back what I heard you say, and you tell me if I've got it, please.
Okay.
So for facilities that fit into that exception that's identified under 1310N, if we were to allow for it about that meets the identified need within those parameters, that would be a potential path forward in terms of assuring that we have the bulky waste that we need to do the ratios that we need for Juniper Ridge. Did I get that in the ballpark?
Yes.
Thank you.
And also, I would just add that also that preserves that landfill space for the state at, if and when we need it.
Not seeing any more questions. Thanks.
Thank you. Am I allowed to return to the horseshoe? In judiciary, we're not allowed to.
Oh, please join us.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.